Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars, and welcome to another season of Enjoy the Journey. It's a podcast about video games. So I am your host, Mars. And to my new listeners, welcome, welcome. This is a passion project of mine. My name is Mars Gamerdoodle, and I play video games. So I talk about them here. Now, for my old listeners, thank you so much for coming back despite my really long hiatus. It's not that I didn't have video games to play. I actually even got a new console, but things happen. You know how it is. So here's a new Switch game for you. I'll see you in a bit. So our latest Switch game that I've been playing for a while is called... Actually, I've just been playing for maybe 3 days since it just came out last June. So the name of the game is called Summer Pause, and it was released on the Nintendo Switch in June of 2021. So the basic genre of Summer Pause is it's a puzzle game. So it is published by Celestia Games and developed by Manic Hyena. So as usual, like scouring through books and movie titles, you always base it on the initial blurb that is found in the shop or in the advertisement that you found it in. So one reason why I found Summer Pause intriguing was the title, Summer Pause. So you know that pause. Meow meow comes to mind. So cats might be in it. Okay, true enough, of course. Those are the initial first pictures in the Summer Pause blurb on the Nintendo eShop. And then, of course, summer. Oh, sun, sand. Something I wasn't able to do because of this life from home experience. But anyway, so I usually, and my old listeners know that Enjoy the Journey is usually about games that are not on the popular or the new release list. But occasionally, I do come across a game that I buy when it's released because, hey, I just so happen to be coincidentally scouring the Nintendo eShop for a new game. So I came across it. So I said, okay, blurb. One, it states that it's a puzzle game. You find sleeping cats. Sleeping cats, you say. Initial picture, okay. A bit, what did they call it? Vector-ish. So you don't see any, you know, Louvre-like art on it. There's no shadow, no depth, no perspective. It's a really simplified art form, which is fine by me. Okay, and then of course it says there music. I'm like, oh, let's hope and pray it's the kind of music that older female gamers like me want to listen to. You know, not so much on the place. Really nice piano, then someone starts singing in Latin and you know, uh-oh, that's a bad thing. But no, Summer Pause is not like that. Okay, so in a title page, very simple. Actually, when you go to the title page of the game, the title isn't there. So if you're not familiar with the game's title, you're like, wait, is this the right place? But the cats will, of course, lead the way. So basically, you are... It's a single player game, wherein you have to find sleeping cats scattered about different, or at least according to my last count, 17 islands, cat islands. Okay, basically cats go on vacation on their own without their owners, so you'll find cats there wearing beach hats, sunglasses, and baseball caps, and just lounging around on the island. So they're just small, teeny-weeny islands. Now, depending on what the island represents, the island has certain terrain and certain, stuff that are that pop out in the island. But basically, their island, it's a summer-ish level of vacation-y tropical island. So the objective simply is, in every island, you have a set number of cats, sleeping cats you have to find amidst the awake cats who will be standing. You can tell them apart. The sleeping cats are, of course, sleeping, and the standing cats are, of course, awake and moving. And once you're able to unlock enough, you'll be allowed to go to the next island. Now, alongside that, you will also be asked to look for a couple of seashells. So, whichever you do first, or whichever unlocks the you may go to the next island key, is your chance to go to the next island. Okay, so zen-like music, I love it. Very calming. Actually, there was even a point yesterday where I had to stop because I had to answer something on my phone, and I didn't even realize that I was just listening to the music. It was very calming. Not so stressful when you play it. Okay, it's not for your hardcore gamer kind of people, but it's a relaxing zen level puzzle game. And you can always go back to the islands and just look around, because it's nice to look at certain aspects of the island that is very, you know, casual and very dreamlike. So I think I'm halfway through the game already. So, of course, you might think it's such an easy game to play, depending, of course, on the size of the island, the number of items on the island, and the number of cats on the island. There are cats of different shapes and sizes. There are kittens as well, different colors and movements. So sometimes you do miss out on the sleeping cat somewhere, okay? There will be clues sometimes, so you can sort of spot a zzzing sleeping cat, but sometimes, like my last island, I missed them both. I passed right through them. I didn't notice. So you can control the camera. So the camera can give you a 180-degree view of the island. You can go up and down. You can zoom in. You can zoom out. Not so much, though. So you can't really go, you know, nose deep into it. But enough that you can sort of differentiate a sleeping cat from an awake cat. So I'm actually taking the game slow because I don't want to finish it just yet. Okay, since I'm already halfway through it. But it's a game that you can do with no rush. Now, if you're unable to finish the game, the island cat finding thingy before you have to get off the Switch, it's okay. You can always exit. Okay, it's very simplified text. The instructions are very simple. The layout of the options, the button, the play button, the credits button, it's all there. It's about 500 MB, if I'm not mistaken, on my Switch. So it's not that big compared to the others, because it's not heavy graphics. And when you do listen very well, the sounds do get a little repetitive, but it's still enough that, you know, it can make for good study or work music, the ones that don't distract you. So it's a new game on the Switch. I bought it because, as usual, this cheapskate bought it on sale. So it's on sale at the moment, or, well, when I bought it. So if you're just looking for a nice game, if you just want to spend a bit of your credits, or you just want a new game to get your Switch a little moving since you haven't been playing it in a while and stuff, you can take a try on Summer Pause. Okay, actually, it's kind of something that would make an artist inspired kind of person want to draw something like that, because it's not as difficult or technical when it comes to the art of Summer Pause. Okay, so, and of course, if you're into cats, this is the game for you. Okay, not much on the storyline here, because there's really no storyline. It's basically you finding some cats. Okay, but I'm having fun with it, and that's what matters when you play video games, right? Okay, so, as I mentioned a while ago, I just bought myself a new console. It's been a while, but finally we have a PS4 in this household. So, I may occasionally talk about PS games. So, if you're into that, stay a while as well. Right now, I'm only playing, you know, that old game from last year, 2 years ago, that the only game that I told myself the only reason I'll buy a PS4, which is the reason why. And you know, it's about a duck and a dog and this guy with a key that looks like a blade. You get it. So you know how long that game is, so I'm gonna have a review of that some other time. But for now, I hope my summer pause has gotten me back. I actually have one more. Okay, this is actually the second game I've been playing. The other one will come after I edit this and post this episode in. So, I will see you hopefully in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to Enjoy the Journey with Mars. I will see you around, everyone. Bye-bye.